takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Enough reindeer games. Back to the sky, boys. We need to shave 3 minutes off our flight time.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, a co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Dennis and RV Tom, rounding out the crew on this special Christmas edition of the big show. Now, this happened, I think, right before we did the broadcast last week, and we didn't really address it because it was still kind of unfolding. But there was a big incident that happened in Florida that was very close to our crew. And, of course, I'm talking about that Baron that landed on I-95 in Florida and kind of landed on top of a Toyota car or something, or SUV?
Yeah, Toyota Camry.
A Camry, that's what it was. And it was remarkable video because somebody had their dash cam on and captured the whole thing. And all you hear him go, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. I mean, but it was on every mainstream media outlet news-wise that you could, there was like 24 hours there. That's all you saw. You know, it's kind of crazy how that was covered, but it was pretty remarkable video. And, thank God, the two people on the plane were fine. The lady driving the car had some injuries and was sent to the hospital, but evidently she was okay too. So it's a miraculous, situation, but it's a Baron, two-engine aircraft, and supposedly they lost power and saw I-95. I don't know, were they going south or north? Do we know, Tom? Because it was right close to you, like within 5 miles of your house. Is that right?
Right at my exit off. Matter of fact, I was just saying to Dennis earlier, I just left Sam's Club, which is right like a mile from where the airplane touched down. Yeah. I was just there earlier, but we're northbound on 95. They taken off from Merritt Island, and they're doing some practice flights out in the practice area. And then for whatever reason, both engines quit and couldn't make it back to Merritt Island.
So they figured, let's put it down on I-95. But like I said, I don't know if they're going north or south. Not that it matters. But, I mean, you got a huge highway there. It's hard not to use that as an emergency landing spot. That's not the first choice, necessarily.
Yeah, but, because, as you noticed, there was a Toyota Camry in the way there. And it's not like we have horns in the airplane that we can blow to get their attention.
Well, maybe we need them. Because I don't know if it would have helped in this scenario. It might have caught her attention if all of a sudden a big semi a horn or something like that was installed on her aircraft. I mean, then the cars would hear it and kind of look up or go, what the hell? I don't know. But it was pretty wild how it happened. And of course, obviously, if the car wasn't there, it would have been probably a perfect landing for these guys. I mean, it's just the wrong place, wrong time, far as I can tell from looking at the video. But I'm glad it worked out the way it did. But I don't know. Has there ever been any chatter or talk about putting horns or something, even like a siren on your aircraft to, let people know below that you're coming down and you better pay attention?
A number of years ago, there was the viral video of the people that put the train horn in the Cessna Skyhawk and were buzzing the airport and hitting the train horn as they flew over.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
Well, that would be annoying. But I mean, I'm serious. I'm thinking.
No, I have an air horn that I keep in the back of the Mooney, one of those little compact, boating horns.
Right.
The little compressed air thing.
Yeah.
But the reason I have it is I live in a neighborhood, and unfortunately, we have a lot of construction going on right now. And despite there being massive signs that say no parking on the roads, all this kind of stuff, inevitably I come past one of these construction sites, and there's an electrician's van parked on the side of the road, blocking the entire taxiway, and there's no way for me to get from where I'm at back to my house. So what do I do? Reach in the back seat, grab the air horn, and start hitting the air horn to get their attention. And boy, they come running quick to move their car, get it out of the way.
Yeah. I mean, does that break through the engine noise of the aircraft loud enough?
Yeah, absolutely, it does. Yeah.
Okay. All
right. And it's satisfying to me, too.
Well, of course.
Because they just annoyed me, and now I get to annoy them back.
Yeah. And then they're like, yeah, startled the crap out of me. I literally wet myself. Yeah. Because that does that. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I are there any laws or rules that you can't do something like that if you wanted to? Or,
well, in Tom's experimental airplane, absolutely no rules apply.
Yeah.
It's experimental. He can do whatever he wants. He can put dive horns on it and all sorts of stuff if he wants.
Yeah.
Well, actually,
certified planes, it's a little bit bigger deal, because if it's permanently installed, then you have to do either a field approval or a 337, and trying to get a mechanic to sign off on installing air horns might be a little tough.
What do you think, Tom?
Portable. We're on our own. Yeah. No problem.
What do you think, Tom? Could you, have you been tempted to do anything like that in your RV9?
Well, it's funny that we're talking about it. A hangar mate, a couple hangars over, he's got an RV7, which is very similar to my airplane. Yeah. He's got an Ooga horn on the back.
Ooga!
Yeah, so it's very cool. So he comes on by, and it's loud enough where he's got it sticking right at the bottom of the fuselage, where the horn, it comes out of the bottom there. So when he goes on by here, here comes Nelson going by. So I know it's him. So yeah, you can do it. It's pretty funny.
Well, okay, for novelty situation, sure, just like you would do in a car. But I'm saying from a safety standpoint, I think it would be kind of cool. I don't know how much they weigh. If you installed one of these big semi tractor or semi truck air horns on a aircraft, and then you're flying, and you're you're like this baron that has to land on 95. And you're that. I mean, that would make drivers.
How extreme do you want to go? Because I mean, there's literally ones that weigh just a few ounces that you'd use on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
You know, it's a upgraded air horn. They've got a little built-in compressor and everything on them.
Uh-huh.
And then you've got the semi style that literally have a portable air compressor with an air tank and five horns, and so you know it can run the gamut. But hey, there's nothing saying you can't get the fancy electronic ones either. You could have like Dukes of Hazzard, you know.
You guys are making this into a comedy thing. I'm just saying. I mean, to get the
attention.
Well, it would. It would maybe. But if I mean, you like I said, going back to this situation on 95 when these guys had to land on the interstate. If they would have had something like a siren or a big air horn from a semi truck, would have the person in the car possibly heard it and looked around or like, okay, I got to pull over and get out of the way of something. I don't know where it's coming from.
Well, they have a landing light as well.
But it's coming. They were coming up from behind, so you would have to get their attention. That's why I go back to, could you even do a siren kind of thing? But I'm thinking that would be a legality
might be
issue.
A bit of a problem because you're impersonating law enforcement.
Yeah. Well, are you, or would you be if you're in an aircraft? That's what I'm wondering. You know, I don't know. These are questions I just come up with that probably have no basis in
shower thoughts.
Yeah, exactly. All right, FAA, get on it. But I'm just thinking it could be something, or we just do what RV Tom and Captain Dennis want to do, is make your plane sound like the Dukes of Hazzard, you know. And then, you know, if I mean, can you imagine you're driving down the interstate and you hear that and you look in your rear view mirror and you see nothing? Like, what the hell is going on? What is happening
right
now?
And the shadow comes over the top of your car and lands in front of you.
Yeah. Well, then you're going to think it's an alien or something, you know. Or maybe that's it. You get some kind of spaceship noise where they think they're about to be abducted and they, you know.
Just blurred sounds from a Tesla.
Boom, 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 boom. I don't know. These are, once again, things that go through my brain that come out that probably should have stayed in there and not come down. Yeah,
maybe we need to distract you with more ground school.
Which, yes.
How's that coming, by the way?
Oh, it's coming great. It's well, you know, we're in the holidays, so, you know, you're holiday break, right? We're out of, school's out.
Okay.
Whatever. That's my excuse for now.
For you.
Right. More coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.